just go through it to ensure that all the relevant amendments are effected. Thank you. See what members do not have a revised copy at this stage. Right, honourable members, can we get an indication? Does everybody have a copy of the document, the reworded draft? Right, can we move page per page, just to, if there's anything? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
On page 1, the last paragraph, the third line, just intending to.
Thank you, honourable member. We're on page 5. Page 6. Page 7.
Help us. You have 7 because you marked it. If we can just mention the heading on the top so we can all follow in terms of numbers. We now committee process on the other, and the other is going to say 13. So if you can just tell us which page.
We don't have pages here.
Right, page 10 is further to the above. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. On the how you're saying it?
Yes, that's right.
Secondly, Mr. McBride submitted the allegation of Mr. McBride submitted that the allegation should be that the allegation of consent of confession.
Yeah, that must be included between submitted and the. Thank you very much, Honorable Imam. Yeah, we're still on 11. Thank you for that. Can we go to 12? 12 Seating is the Amica Curia and it's Susan Foundation. Thirteen starts whether the incumbent has executed his work. Yes. Honourable Molabatsi. Come again.
Last paragraph before committee deliberations. In particular, CW submitted what is sub this CW?
That's the abbreviation for Corruption Watch.
Oh, Corruption.
Thank you. Yeah, as we said previously, the first word, remember we said the first word must indicate hereafter referred to as CW, whatever this is. Thank you, I remember.
The next page is 40. There is a series of letters.
Right, there is a series of letters. We dealt with that one. The next page.
Sorry,
yes.
I think before you go there, I'm just concerned. Is that date correct? 6th of September.
It's correct. Remember, that is the letters that was sent by the ED to the Minister of Police.
Yeah. It is not the 1st. It is the 6th.
Are you saying it's the 5th and not the 6th? Okay, let's check quickly.
On the top it says the first of the letter that was written by Mr. to the Minister.
Yeah, so if we can just amend that, thank you very much. It must be the 5th and not the 6th, thank you.
Thank you
for that. Right, colleagues, then we move to the next one. The committee notes that the Minister is concerned.
I'm saying on this letter, on the top it looks like whoever was drafting the letter drafted on the 5th, but the actual signature on the letter is dated the 6th of September. Which date were you using?
Chair, the letter was done on the 5th, dated on the 5th, but it was hand-delivered on the 6th. So I think for the purposes, the letter is on the top dated the 5th, I don't know. Letter was done on the 5th, it's dated the 5th, but hand-delivered on the 6th.
Yeah, we must stick to the date in the letter. I mean, yeah.
The date at the bottom is handwritten the 6th of September.
That's the day it was hand delivered.
Can we conclude this issue? Can we have a proposal?
Chair, if that date is not significant, is not going to affect the outcome, or one's not going to dispute anything, we've got the legal team here, I don't have a problem. The same letters got to the, you know, the date it was done, and on the bottom it got the 6 days. So, I think it's irrelevant. Maybe it may not be of much consequence. Either.
Okay. Thank you very much. We move on in terms of the six. Thank you. We now at the top of the committee notes that the minister is concerned that there are serious allegations. Colleagues, is that fine?
Yeah.
Then we move in to the ED's response, point two, at the top. Thank you. The next page is in the middle, three iPad Act. Everybody happy? Then the next page is four appointment letter in the middle and also performance agreement, point five. Then we move to the next page, performance assessments. Thank you, members. Then we move to, at the top, seven AGSA reports, AG notes, committee reports, briefings to the committee and IPED Act 10 at the bottom. Can we then move to 11, application for SAPS post, and 12, security clearance? Colleagues, then we move to 13, it's PAC report at the top, and at the bottom, 14, executive authority, accounting officer governance framework. Colleagues, then the next one is 15, trust relationship, executive authority, accounting officer. 16, the public protector investigation. Can we move then to the next one? 17, independence of the IPED. And 18, the current political context. Next page, 19, case law, and then findings 1, minister's reasons and ED response. Everybody happy? Thank you. Colleagues, the next page is 2, Independent Police Investigative Directorate Act, IPED Act. Then, at the top of the next page, 3 appointment letter, 4 AGSA reports, AG notes, committee reports, and briefings to the committee. colleagues, 7 applications for SAPS post, 8 security clearance, 9 PEC reports. Then colleagues, the last page of the draft report, 10 executive authority accounting officer, and 11 current political context and conclusion. Thank you. Colleagues, we come now to the next, is Honourable Market.
Mr. President, sorry to take you back. Point number 9, briefings to the committee. I'm not sure whether it's factual. The committee notes IPEC provided regular briefings to the committee, including on high-profile cases, but we have not had any convictions. Would that be factual or speculating, or can't it be phrased in some other way?
Can you just repeat the heading there, thank you?
Briefings to the committee under observations, I should think. Shouldn't it be something, but we have not had as many convictions? Or is it factual that we haven't had any?
Yeah, Honourable Ramakani, you were the sponsor of that proposal. Can you just maybe address it? Thank you.
No, Chair, I think that part can be fixed. It can be fixed just to be factual correct. The point I was making is that in the ED it was ramped up that so many number of cases. But in relation to the number of cases reported, similarly, when you look at the conviction, it does not necessarily tell you with what has been reported as a case. So that's an explanation of that sentence. So I think Honorable Mage is right. I think it could be rephrased a little bit there to say in that sentence we received the report in high-profile cases, but the convictions is not, satisfactory convictions is not yet reported. That's my percentage speaking.
Thank you, Honourable Markey. You covered. Right, thank you very much. Honourable members, we then come to the conclusion as well as the final recommendation from the committee following the deliberations we had and also with relation to the referral of the speaker. Members, the floor is open. Honourable Ramatlakani, thank you.
No, thank you, Honourable Chair. In relation to the conclusion, I want to make the following submission. One, and I'll read it slow, the committee carefully considered all of submissions and additional relevant documents and which information was provided to it. Number two, in deciding the issue concerning the renewal of the appointment of executive director, the committee had regard to its findings as set out above in the report. 2.1, the breakdown of trust and in the working relationship between the minister and the executive director, the existence whereof is in a public interest and is indispensable for the proper and effective functioning of IPED and for proper service delivery. 2.2, the findings of the Public Service Commission of the serious irregularities concerning the compliance of complain about of Mrs. Ohatse. 2.3, the failure to fulfill the requirements of the employment agreement with regard to conclusion of the performance agreement and conducting assessments. 2.4, the pending investigation by the public protector into the serious allegation of mistrust inter alia by members of the staff of IPED. 2.5, the fact that the executive director has no security clearance. 3, and the last being the decision. In the results, the committee has concluded that the appointment of executive director of IPED, Mr. Robert McBride, should not be renewed for further term. That's the end. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Sir? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I note that the contract, as the letter speaker have indicated, ends today. It expires today. And in this contract, there is no provision that compels this portfolio committee nor the minister to renew the contract, although it is provided in the IPED Act. But in the contract, there is nothing that compels us to do that. I therefore, Chairperson, would like to suggest that this portfolio committee begins with the process of the recruitment of the new executive director, and that must unfold with immediate effect, and Mr. McBride is free to apply should he feel so. But also, thank you very much for his services and to the people of South Africa, to the IPED and to the people of South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Imam Sheikh.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've considered all the facts before us, submissions by the Minister, submissions by Mr. McBride, having gone and perused through all the necessary documents that were submitted by all the relevant persons, considering the fact that the contract itself is prescriptive in that it says it expires or comes to an end on the 28th of February 2019 with no option of any renewal, even though the Act provides for it, but the contract is specific. All the Act provides for is if we so desire to want to extend, then it's provided for in the contract. Considering the fact that indeed it was Mr. McBride who wrote to the minister first, considering the fact that the minister ignored the letter because he believed the contract is coming to an end on the 28th and he did not have to respond, that letter was followed up again by Mr. McBride, putting pressure on the minister to respond accordingly, which the minister did. But also, Chairperson, allow me to also draw the attention to the fact that in terms of the IPED Act, it is only the minister that nominates an executive director in this particular case. Only the minister does. So it means the minister has that power to nominate. And if the minister intends to nominate, it is within his right, once he has decided that the person that is holding such office at this time is not fit and proper or cannot provide the services based on the relationship that exists or the allegations against him. I believe that the minister was correct in informing him. It is not the minister's decision to make the final decision. It is this committee. And the minister, by virtue of informing us, has now left it to this committee to decide. Honorable Chairperson, looking at the response from the report on the Public Service Commission, looking at the allegations from both sides, and one might not dispute that there might be some facts in some allegations, even by Mr. McBride. But we are saying if that is the case, Mr. McBride will have the opportunity to continue giving evidence, whether it's in the state capture, to the South African police services, and anybody held responsible or found guilty must be dealt with according to the law. We are all equal before the law. So that is not going to stop. Honorable Chairperson, I'm not satisfied when I hear or read that the submission by the ED that it will affect current investigations, because it is clear he applied for two jobs. If he got the job, he was going to leave immediately and IFED was going to continue functioning. So his interest really wasn't IFED, his interest was having a job. He's applied in other places. Unfortunately, he was not successful there. Added to this, Chairperson, is the fact that there's been a lot of allegations through the media. Matters even brought to court. And no one to date has been found guilty. And one good example is the Pashlani matter. Many allegations were made, went to court and found nothing there. So if the allegations are as good as we hear, then the question is, why is it over this period of time nothing has happened? So it might just be speculation. But again, it affords Mr. McBride the opportunity as a citizen of this country to continue giving that information, and the matter could be dealt with accordingly. Now, taking everything into consideration, Chairperson, our view as the National Freedom Party is that in the interest of IFED, in the interest of fighting corruption amongst our police officers, in order for us to deal effectively with the challenges we face with corruption in the country, it is not in the interest of this committee to extend the contract of Mr. Robert McBride. However, we are saying that while the minister is going to nominate somebody in terms of the act, and I'm not sure whether Mr. McBride has the opportunity to apply, but I think what is important for us, and I want to go back and quote the words of one of our former sports icon, Hassan Hawa, president of SASCO, when he said, "You cannot play normal sport in an abnormal society. Just like that, IFED cannot function normally, optimally, successfully in an abnormal relationship that exists between the head, the minister, the other staff. It cannot." So in conclusion, the National Freedom Party and myself particularly are of the view that this contract not be extended. Thank you.
Thank you. We've had the views of the IFP and the NFP, the ANC, and then I'm going to put Honourable Ramatakane's proposal and the report for consideration by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think when we started the process, I indicated that the most important thing here that we must look into is that there's a total breakdown of trust and or relationship. And if that is the type of situation, well, if it was myself, the other factors, I wouldn't even look at them. Because the most important one is that one. And our duty here is to make sure that there's service delivery. And in a relationship like that one, there can never be any optimal service delivery. And I even went further to say that is good for everybody else. If there's no renewal, it is good for the minister. It is good for Mr. McBride. It is good for the masses outside, because what they are interested in is service delivery. I would like to repeat, I wouldn't even check the other factors that were in there. I would only check that very point. If that exists, it supersedes every other thing according to me. And it's even worse because I would like to believe that the two of them belong to the same organization. So it means it's even worse if that is the case, if they can't communicate belonging to the same organization. Thank you very much, Shepherd.
Thank you, Honourable Mark, on behalf of the ANC. Can we just then, in terms of the process, ask Honourable Ramatlakane just to repeat again his proposal in terms of the recommendations and in terms of the proposal, and then we'll put that with the report as such for the committee. Thank you.
No,
that's fine. Thank you.
No, Chair, the last part or everything?
Mm-hmm.
Chair, I was just saying that having considered everything, in conclusion, this is a proposal now formally tabled that the committee carefully considered all the submission and additional relevant documents and information provided to it. One, two, in deciding the issue concerning the renewal of appointment of the executive director, the committee had regard to its findings as set out above, including 2.1, the breakdown of trust in the relation in the working relationship between the minister and the executive director, the existence wherein is in public interest and indispensable for a proper and effective functioning of IPED and a proper service delivery. 2.2, the findings of Public Service Commission of serious irregularities concerning the complaint of Mr. Hart. 2.3, the failure to fulfill the requirements of the employment agreement with regard to the conclusion of a performance agreement and the conducting of assessment. 2.4, the pending investigation by the public protector into a serious allegation of misconduct inter alia by the members of staff of IPED. 2.5, the fact that the executive director has no security clearance. Decision, which is 2.3, in the results, the committee has concluded that the appointment of the executive director of IPED, Mr. Robert McBride, should not be renewed for a further term. Thank you.
That is the proposal. Can we get the seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mulabatsi. Is there any counter proposal with regard to this report and recommendation from the Portfolio Committee on Police? So, the report as well as the recommendation is carried. Thank you very much, members, for that. Members, just in terms of the decision and then the implications, I think the member of the IFP has referred to that also in his concluding remarks. It is important for the Portfolio Committee on Police that there should be stability in the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. It is very clear in the IPED Act that if there is a vacancy, the minister must nominate the person as an acting executive director. But we believe as the Portfolio Committee on Police, it's very important that that person must be a fit and proper person and relevantly qualified to do oversight work. That is very important, and it's important that that name and as well as the qualifications and CV, even if it's an acting position, should come to this committee. So we will invite the Minister of Police, if that process unfolds of an acting appointment, to come to the Portfolio Committee on Police and motivate his decision and reasons for appointing that suitable person in the acting position. Of course, we agree with the views expressed by the IFP and other members that in terms of the IPED Act, there's 6 months for the filling of the vacancy. And of course, there is various suggestions by the various institutions that made submissions. We believe it should be a transparent process. There should be proper requirements. There should be a proper due diligence in terms of qualifications, advertisements, interviews, shortlisting, and of course then the submission of that name to the portfolio committee to consider. So thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.